Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Are there any actual dog wardens on patrol, or are signs at the entrance to the beach just there to be ignored? That's a question posed by a letter writer to the Irish Times, who said she was on a Wexford beach on Sunday as a dog relieved itself on her granddaughter's sandcastle. Of course, that's not the kind of memory you want from a summer's day at the beach. Or does a dog have to do what a dog has to do? Well, should dogs be allowed on the beaches, and are there enough dog wardens? That's what I'd like to know your views on. And to discuss this, I'm joined by Stephen McKee, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor for South Drogheda and East Meath, and Susie Walsh, dog behaviourist and trainer. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. I think listeners may be divided on this one, Susie, depending on whether you have a dog or not. Should they be excluded from beaches?
I think it's very hard to exclude them completely from beaches, because we have a lot of people in a society that we have a vast number of dogs. And from a welfare point of view, we don't have the infrastructure in place to exclude them from areas where they also need to be physically exercised. So I suppose if you start excluding dogs from beaches, where are people supposed to? Because they're so limited. I live in Dublin City, so we're so limited where you can exercise them and times of the day you can. Now, I don't agree with, by the way, saying that letting your dog run willy-nilly off a beach. And I do think in this day and age, in the society that we live in now, which I've changed my opinion on vastly over the last few years, that we should mostly have our dogs on lead, because the Irish public can't be responsible enough to have effective control over their dogs. And I think that's a lot of the problem. You know, I do think the wardens do great jobs. I work with the wardens a lot. They're brilliant. It's not possible to have the manpower on every beach at all the times, on all avenues covered.
And to chase every person and every dog.
Yeah, and the Irish people don't respect signs anyway. And we'll always colour outside the lines, because it's great and that's the way the Irish work. But I do think that we need to start changing and educating people from a point of view of when the dog licensing comes in. Like, we're giving out dog licenses without any kind of education involved in it. Like, other countries are taking the progressive step to make sure that people are actually, you're tested and you're educated before you can get a valid dog license, so that you can own a dog and so that you know the rules in place and you might have more respect of the people around you.
Stephen, thanks for joining us on the programme as well this evening.
Thank you, John.
Most of us love a walk by the beach. If you have a dog, you probably like a walk with your dog by the beach. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, good evening, John and Susie. Well, in my part of the country, I'm over in East Meath, and we have a fantastic beach, a blue flag beach at Bettystown. Now, as part of the criteria to meet the standards for blue flag beaches, one of the criteria was for the proper control of animals on the beach. So there is a section of the beach on Bettystown Beach where dogs are restricted between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. between the months of June and September. And I fully agree with that. Unfortunately, and as I'm a dog owner myself and a dog lover, but unfortunately many people have a genuine fear of going to the beach in my own area, and even taking their own dogs to the beach, because they're afraid of being attacked by other loose dogs, dogs that are not on leads and so on. And it's particularly unfair on young children and senior citizens. But the real issue is enforcement, John. You know, and it's important that I'm in County Meath, and our local authority, it's important each local authority has the necessary resources to support dog warden services in our local communities. And the key is a lack of enforcement. I mean, if you look at, you know, fines for, you know, it would be dog fouling or fines for dogs being off leads. And in last year alone, there was only 12 fines issued, as far as I know, in County Meath for restricted dogs being off lead. And nationally, there were only 46 dog fouling fines issued in 2024.
But Stephen, your council area, can you send the dog warden to the beach? I presume they can't be everywhere. There might be one dog warden per county, or I think we have a figure of 74 across the country.
Yeah, well, it's 2.5 in Meath, in that it is one full-time dog warden and 2 part-time dog wardens. And the reality is they do a great work, but I mean, they're completely overstretched. I mean, last year there was funding made available to the government, 2 million nationally, but it's totally inadequate in terms of being able to police this whole area. And it is under the responsibility of Meath County Council to do so. But when you only have one full-time dog warden in a county with a population of about 200,000, and the other issue is, it's not only the employment, it's the hours of work for the dog wardens as well, because the dog wardens work 9 to 5 typically, and a lot of issues, and particularly dog fouling, as people know, actually takes place in public spaces in the evening time and also the weekends. So that's also a major issue as well. But the lack of resources is, and a lack of enforcement are the key issues in this.
Right. And I'm thinking, you know, you have lots of people travelling the country to different beaches right now, Susie. I live in County Clare. I remember when the laws came in there about dogs and horses on the beach as well. I think there's still quite a variety of rules from beach to beach, from local authority area and county to county. Is there confusion out there for dog owners, or do you think that's any excuse?
I do think there is, and it's hard to know sometimes what those rules are depending on where you enter a beach or even a public park, and a lot of the parks have different rules, and then some of them like that, the rules obviously aren't enforced, or there's not the facilities like bins and stuff like that for people to pick up after their dog, or clear direction on where or where you can't, because I do like a restricted area like that was mentioned before, where some of the beaches, you know, where you can have access with your dog, and then the certain areas of the beaches which are should be kept dog free, but they're sometimes not very clear for people as well. So that's where education comes in.
Right. Would you foresee a situation whereby a dog warden could be chasing people on a beach? I'd imagine they could encounter some hostility from people just out for a walk with their dog as well.
Yeah, I have to say it's not a job that I would enjoy. And I could imagine, you know, the conflict that would come up. And also just, you know, dog fouling as well. Like, you don't want eyes in your back of your head. You know, it doesn't surprise me that they haven't been caught. There's so few charges put out there because it's just not. But even if you had double the amount of dog wardens, you're still a fleeting moment where a dog is defecating, you know, and then even people put them in the pick up their poo, they put it in bags, and then they hang the bags on the trees, or they dump the bags over a fence, or they, you know, you have this as well, or just put them on top of the full bin because the buildings aren't empty. The whole issue around that as well, that's, you know, very difficult. But other countries seem to be able to do it, and they seem to be able to do it really well. I'm sure many of your listeners will have gone to other European countries where actually they don't see a lot of dog waste on the ground. We seem to have a really, really big problem with wanting to pick up dog waste, and we need to, you know, educate the public or make it more accessible for them to do, whether that's through enforcement or through, like I said, licensing and, you know, testing people and compliance.
If the story about the sandcastle and the pee wasn't bad enough, you just reminded me, Susie, I have a habit of picking up plastic off the beach because I don't like to see it going into the sea. And the last blue bag I picked up off the beach, well, you know what was in it when I found it. So anyway, I got a bit of a nasty surprise too. Stephen McKee, finally, you asked for more dog wardens in your area last year. Did you get them?
Well, I understand that there was a 6-month contract, a job contract advertised that hasn't been yet filled. But certainly I'll be pushing as hard as I can. But certainly there's probably more funding required as well, because when you have a situation where there's only 2.5 dog wardens, and I understand Mead received 100,000 last year for dog warden services, not just not. That's not only just for the employment of someone, it's for other issues as well, relating to control of dogs and so on, and services. But certainly we need more enforcement, and we do need more resources allocated to each local authority. And we also need a greater public awareness around these issues
and
as well.
And more responsible dog owners, was what you said as well. Susie Walsh, dog behaviourist and trainer, thanks for joining me. And Stephen McKee, a councillor for South Drogheda and East Meath. And loads of your texts coming in on this. I'll try and come back to them in just a few moments.